It's nice to have you back. Yeah. Okay, kids, I want you to tell me, you've got to yell this out. What do you receive 6 o'clock on Christmas Day morning? Tell me. Oh, okay, come on, kids. I want you to yell it out. Here we go. 6 o'clock in the morning, Christmas Day, what do you get? No, it's got to be louder. What do you get? Louder yet? Okay, thank you. Okay. When it comes to Christmas Day, I mean, I don't know what you guys are like, but I just love getting presents. Do you do this? That when it comes to giving presents, you do them one at a time? How many would do that? Yeah, okay. And then how many people do this? You get your presents, and everybody gets theirs, and you've opened all your presents, and then you look at your presents that you've received, and then you go, who would now like this? And who would like this? And you give them away. Who does that? I do it every Christmas. Yeah. Did you know that in New Zealand, we have one, it's called re-gifting? Did you know that in the world, New Zealand has one of the highest rates of re-gifting? Did you know that? Here's another question that I'm going to ask. On average, how many presents do you think Kiwis give to other people? On average, per year, how many gifts do Kiwis give away? How many gifts do they give away on average? Tell the person next to you. Okay, guys. Let's have a show of hands at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 and above. Okay, here it is. On average, Kiwis give 11. Okay. On average, Filipinos give 25. Any Filipinos here today? Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's the next question. On average, how much do you think Kiwis spend on Christmas presents each year? On average. Tell the person next to you. Hello. Okay, guys. Here we go. On average, do you think it's $100? Okay. On average, do you think it's $200? On average, do you think it's $300? On average, do you think it's $400? On average, do you think it's $500 or more? The answer is $439. In terms of Australia, the average is 25. No. In Australia, the average is actually $569. Now, here's my next thing. I have been married to the one person for way too long. I've been married for about 34 years, and every Christmas I have to think, what do I give the blonde? Okay, what do I give to her? So there have been some times, actually I need one of the kids to come up here and volunteer. Could I have a guy? One of the guys? One of the boys? One of the little men? Thank you very much. You're going to come up here? Yes, I just want one. Yes, you come up here. Thank you, thank you. Okay, come up here. Just one. Yeah, I got. Thanks a lot. If you come, what's your name?
Jamie.
Okay, Jamie. Now, you stand there, Jamie. See, when it comes to giving a present to Ruby, sometimes I've thought, maybe if I give her something practical this year, just practical. So, I'm going to ask you, Jamie, to open this present. And see that lady down there? She's got chemically aided blonde hair. I am going to ask whether she would like this as her practical present this year. Okay? So could you open that? Oh. So what have we got there? Let's turn it around. What is that? That is, what do they look like? Jamie, what do they look like? They're like gingerbread, and you use these for baking, and they're gingerbread cutters. So let's ask Ruby over there. Ruby, would you like this as a practical present this year? Oh, you don't? See, now you know how hard it's been. Jamie, would you like this? Jamie, do you want that?
No, I'll give it to my mum.
Oh, he's going to re-gift! Oh, yeah! And Jamie, who are you going to give that to?
My mum.
You're going to give it to your mum. Oh, you go do that. Thank you. Oh, this is working out just how I planned it. So, sometimes with Ruby, I thought, well, if it's not just practical, I'll get her something, I don't know, I'll give her something personal. Can I have another guy up here? Another little man. Oh. Help. You come up next. You can come up next. Do you mind? Okay. Can I have a little man? You were up here before. What's your name?
Lucas.
Lucas, you come here. Now, see that woman over there? She's my wife. So I sometimes think, well, maybe if I give her something personal, I wonder if she'll like this. Can you open that? Oh, something personal? Oh, so what are they? Oh, what are they, Lucas?
Shells.
They are shells. Ruby, would you like shells this year? No. Lucas, would you like those? Would you like them, Lucas? Oh, you take them then. That's great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, now it's your turn. Yeah. So sometimes when it comes to Christmas, I think that we'll give Ruby something priceless. Priceless? Maybe she'll like this. Would you like to open that? Yes. Do you want a little hand? I'll give you a hand here. So what do? We go like this. We go like that. Here we go. Oh, get your little mitts on this. What do we got in there? Something priceless. Is there anything in there? Can you see? Oh, my goodness. Oh, what is that? What is that? That's a little necklace. Let's ask Ruby over there. Ruby, would you like something just would you like something priceless this year? No, she does. Would you like to keep that? Okay, you have that then. Just put my back out. So then maybe Ruby would like something permanent. Permanent. So I need another girl, another little lady. Abby, you come up here. Oh, someone's beaten you. What's your name? Oh, so yes, that's right. Now, Abby, would you like to open this and see if... Hey, what happened to your hand? Like, what happened?
I fell off the roundabout.
Oh, you fell off the roundabout. Oh, dear. Okay, there you are. You see if you can open that. Something permanent. It lasts longer than Christmas Day. Oh, what's that? Oh, look at that. What is that? She's looking elsewhere. Classic. That's a cup. Let's ask Ruby if she would like a cup this year, Ruby. No, she doesn't. Would you like that? Okay, there you go. So, friends, one more. So, no, sorry, kids. So, when I think of Ruby, I think I need to find something that is practical, something that is personal, something that is priceless, something that is permanent. If you had to find a gift that was all four, what would you get? Tell the person next to you. I've got a gift that's right. It's all right, Ruby. It's all right. Yeah. Okay, guys. Here we go. I have now gotten here a present for Ruby that I think is, what were the four P's? Practical, personal, priceless, permanent. Okay, let me. Actually, Ruby, come up here, my little girl. Would you like to open this?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's a journal. So what we have here, it's practical. She can do something with it. What was the next one? It's personal. She writes her own comments. It's priceless. I mean, just her real secrets go in here. And it's permanent. She'll probably keep it. Okay, so there you are, dear. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So, friends, I have 1 minute. Goes like this. There is another gift. And that other gift is Jesus. And Jesus, I want to say, as a word from the Father, Jesus is practical. It's amazing what he can actually do in a person's life. Jesus is personal. He really is interested in you, and he longs for you to be interested in him. Jesus is priceless. He died a death for you. He rose again. He's alive today that you might experience forgiveness and life change. And lastly, Jesus is permanent. We can enjoy a quality of life with Jesus before we die, and a quality of life with Jesus after we die. He is personal. Now, and he's practical, he is priceless, and he is permanent. And there are some people in this room, and I know you don't yet have a connection with this Jesus. We are so glad that you are with us here this morning. We invite you as you are. But my kind of challenge to you is this. If this is true about Jesus, why would you not be willing to consider it? If this is true about Jesus, that he is the indescribable gift, he is practical, he is personal, he is priceless, he is permanent. If this is true, why would you not be willing to consider it? So because we honor you and because we love you, we want to pray for you. We want to pray for those here this morning who don't yet have this connection with Jesus Christ. So I wonder if we could all bow our heads in prayer. And let me pray. Our Father, you have given us a word, and the word is for us. And the word is about your Son, Jesus. And he is the indescribable gift. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are practical. You do things in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, that you are personal, that you deeply, deeply love us. We thank you, Jesus, that you are priceless, that you died a death and you rose again so that we may experience life change. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are permanent, that we can experience a quality of life with you before we die and a quality of life with you after we die. Lord Jesus, for those here who do not yet have this connection with you, we pray for them. Open the eyes of their hearts. Help them, enable them to consider this word from the Father for them. Lord, we want to honor these people. We thank you that they are amongst us. We respect them. May it be, Jesus, that they and you connect in this beautiful, personal, permanent, priceless, and practical way. And we pray this, oh Jesus, in your wonderful name. And we all said, Amen. God bless you.